You're listening to SBS News.
18 new locally transmitted coronavirus cases have been detected in New South Wales, down from 30 the previous day. All but one of the new cases are linked to previously reported infections, including 15 to the Bondi cluster and two who were close contacts of a previously reported unlinked case. Investigations are continuing to confirm the source of the final infection, which health authorities say could have been contracted at Westfield Bondi Junction. The new cases were detected from almost 59,000 tests and take the total number of infections recorded in the state since the start of the outbreak on June the 16th to 130. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says it's important the community understands case numbers are not expected to decline for another 5 days. She's also urging people from all over Sydney, especially from Sydney's west, to come forward for testing.
I would also like to take this time to call out for the southwestern Sydney and western Sydney communities. We have had some sites, exposure sites in those communities, and I want to thank the communities for coming forward for testing. But we also want to be doubly sure we are not missing transmission chains in that area. And so I really do want to see the community respond with high testing rates there. They have responded, but they need to keep responding because part of our assessment that we have not missed cases is this high testing rate.
And New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is encouraging those who are eligible to get vaccinated to do so as soon as they can.
The New South Wales government can't control the supplies we get or the doses we get, but what we can control is providing the health advice and making sure that everybody eligible feels confident to come forward and get the vaccine. If you're over 60, please contact your GP to get the AstraZeneca. If you don't have a GP or you live in a community where you don't have access to one, you can contact one of the many health sites to get the jab. And of course, if you're under 60 years of age, and especially between 40 to 60 years of age, please come forward to get the Pfizer.
The numbers in New South Wales come as some other states and territories also impose restrictions in response to a number of positive cases. Darwin has extended its lockdown until Friday after the Northern Territory identified 6 locally acquired cases, all linked to a central Australian mine northwest of Alice Springs. And Northern Territory authorities believe the cases involve the Delta variant of COVID-19. Chief Minister Michael Gunner says this period is critical for containing the virus.
Well, obviously, the order we have is for the Greater Darwin area. We, at this stage, don't have concerns for the broader territory. So the decisions we've made are in and around the Greater Darwin area and making sure we trap the virus. So everything we're doing is based around the principle of how do we trap that virus and keep it here, locate it and snuff it out. So everything we're doing is based around that principle.
And the Queensland government has declared masks will be mandatory for 2 weeks across several regions unless the person is exercising or sitting down to eat or drink. That state recorded 2 new local coronavirus cases overnight. From 1 a.m. on Tuesday, the mask rules will take effect for Ipswich, Noosa, Sunshine Coast, Moreton, Brisbane, Logan, the Lockyer Valley, Scenic Rim, Gold Coast, Redlands and Somerset. And Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the rules will apply for a fortnight, but they could be expanded to other parts of the state if the virus spreads further.
We are monitoring the situation really closely for the next 24 to 48 hours. So if we start seeing any spread of community transmission in New South Wales, especially closer to our border, we will not hesitate to take strong action.
West Australian authorities say the detection of one local coronavirus case shows how rapidly COVID-19 can spread. The latest case is a 32-year-old who attended a gym, and it's believed she had minimal contact with another case. Several exposure sites are being listed as high-risk locations, with officials monitoring and testing close contacts. Premier Mark McGowan says lockdowns and restrictions are not the best long-term solutions, but vaccines and safety measures are the answer.
These are incredibly important days. We've seen what can happen when this variant is left to spread unchecked in the community. It's essential that everyone remains vigilant. Government, businesses and the public. If we pull together and do the right thing now, we reduce the likelihood of long drawn out restrictions.
Alison McMillan is the National Chief Nursing and Midwifery Officer. She says authorities are better trying to understand and contain the Delta variant of COVID-19, which is behind outbreaks in part of the country. Ms. McMillan says the Delta variant is about 60% more infectious than the Alpha variant, which itself was more infectious than the original virus. She says scientists and health authorities are continually working to understand how the different variants affect people.
The story and the pattern that we're seeing in New South Wales is in households, definitely, or where people are congregating together very closely, we are definitely seeing more transmission there than we perhaps had seen in the past. We also, from overseas data, are seeing that predominantly in the UK, where they've had the most of the Delta virus of the data we are accessing, that we are seeing younger people somewhat sicker than we might have seen in the past. So it's still quite early to understand that, but we are definitely seeing this is more infectious.
And South Australian authorities are ordering people to wear masks in high-risk settings, limiting guest numbers at private gatherings and imposing density rules on licensed venues. Premier Stephen Marshall says the state is in a positive position because it's ahead of the outbreak, but he warns the Delta variant is very contagious. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, you can visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.